In our worldview today, a U.S. military raid in northwestern Syria killed the leader of ISIS overnight. 13 other people were also killed in the operation, including 6 children. President Biden spoke to reporters this morning detailing the incident.
Our team is still compiling the report, but we do know that as our troops approach to capture the terrorist, in a final act of desperate cowardice, he, with no regard to the lives of his own family or others in the building, he chose to blow himself up, not just to the vest, but to blow up that third floor, rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed, taking several members of his family with him, just as his predecessor did. I'm grateful for the immense courage and skill and determination of our U.S. forces, who skillfully executed this incredibly challenging mission.
Biden also said the Defense Department carried out a special forces raid rather than targeting him in an airstrike to minimize civilian casualties. The White House says there were no American casualties in the operation. Russia is beefing up its military presence in Belarus, deploying more troops there than at any point since the Cold War. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said 30,000 Russian troops are now expected to take part in joint military exercises there this month. This comes amid a tense standoff between Russia and the West over the Kremlin's military buildup along the Ukrainian border. Over in Washington, President Biden announced additional troop deployments to the region on Wednesday, with 3,000 U.S. soldiers moving into Poland, Romania, and Germany. The Kremlin accused the White House of inflaming tensions, calling the deployments unfounded and destructive. And the president of the International Olympic Committee is set to meet with Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai in Beijing this month. Speaking to reporters ahead of the opening ceremony tomorrow, Thomas Bach said Peng planned to enter the Olympic bubble to meet face to face. Peng has largely stayed out of the public eye since accusing a former Chinese vice premier of sexual assault last year, raising concerns about her personal safety. Bach has spoken to the tennis star virtually several times already. The IOC has been criticized for its refusal to investigate Peng's claims, with Bach doubling down on that decision today. The organization has not set a timetable for the meeting.